playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Larry Harvey, who is chairman of the Poppy campaign for the Royal Canadian Legion here in Wawa, Branch 429. We want to talk about the Poppy campaign, about Remembrance Day, but let's start with the Poppy campaign. Can you just remind people what the Poppy means?
It's 100th anniversary this year. It's a symbol of remembrance. And primarily that comes from the poem by John McCrae in Flanders Fields. So it's kind of an important one. You may see the odd different looking poppy this year. There is a commemorative poppy out this year, which we do have a few for sale, not too many. And it resembles the poppy that was used 100 years ago, being the first ones used. And similar to the ones that you might see in England, if you happen to watch any of the ceremonies there.
So, as usual, the plan is to have poppies available in many stores, and if you could make a donation to support the Poppy Fund, then.
That'd be great. People will notice the poppy flyers are in their mailboxes, and the reason that we put those out, it makes it a lot easier for people to donate and or order wreaths, just so we don't miss anybody. And playing phone tag, we have a lot fewer members than we used to, and the door-to-door campaigns are long gone. So I just remind people, if they're making a donation or ordering a wreath for Remembrance Day, please complete the form fully and return it to us, and that'll be great.
About the Poppy Fund itself, can you just remind us, what is it that supports?
Well, our Poppy Fund is actually a public trust fund. The Legion can't use that money for anything else. It's solely for to honor and support our veterans. All the money raised goes directly to support veterans. Also, any programs assisting veterans. Quite a bit of it ends up going to medical training and research, and that supplies communities with many medical appliances to assist not only the veterans, but many of our seniors as well. Funds can be used for services through the Canadian Military Family Resource Center, housing and care facilities for elderly, disabled, and homeless veterans. Remembrance, we try to pass that on and instill that sense of remembrance in the children, and we can use some of this money for bursaries. Some of the funds go to support our youth poster and literary contests as well.
I did kind of gloss over it, but another aspect of this campaign is wreath orders as well. I would assume you'd like them to order them soon if possible.
For sure, Daniel, and especially for those people in Hawk Junction, the Ladies Auxiliary and Branch members will be attending church on November 7th, and then we'll proceed to Hawk Junction for their annual wreath-laying ceremony at 12:30. The poppy flyer in the mail gives all the information, the different sizes of wreaths, price, etc. As long as that form is filled out, we'll make sure that their wishes are completed.
Is there a deadline for getting that in?
No, but like you say, as soon as possible. The night before Remembrance Day, I've got quick calls. Do you have any wreaths? Can I get one? And we always have been able to do that for them.
Let's talk a little bit more about Remembrance Day. Obviously, COVID-19 pandemic restrictions were an issue last year. Is there going to be a parade and a ceremony again this year?
Well, with the COVID stuff does remain, Daniel, and when we had to start planning, one of the more favorable options was to hold our service this year at the arena, and we will in fact be doing that because of the distance from the Legion down to the community center. We're going to forego the parade this year and our stop at the Cenotaph and conduct the whole service at the arena. Being with some restrictions just being lifted, we're not being held to a capacity limit at the arena, but those attending will have to show proof of being fully vaccinated and wearing masks, and we're asking everybody to enter through the front door of the community center. However, anyone with mobility issues may enter from the back Zamboni door entrance, and that's where the Legion members and other people will parade in from the back and will actually lay the wreaths on the ice surface, and of course, anyone attending will be in the stands.
Everyone is welcome so long as they have that proof of full vaccination and wear a mask.
Yes. In the original planning, we thought we might be limited to 200, but of course, the capacity limit was lifted. I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank our frontline healthcare workers and emergency responders here in Wawa. And I'd like to, on behalf of the Legion, applaud all the people in Wawa for their diligence in adhering to the COVID rules, which I think has limited the impacts to our town of Wawa.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome, Daniel. And as always, we appreciate JMFM helping us out at the Legion.
Once again, that is Larry Harvey, the Poppy Campaign Chairman for the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 429 here in Wawa, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on JAM FM.